years of uncommon miracles. Accept that that's in Jesus' name. As many people as are here
today,
and the enemy is challenging them in one way or the other. Today, that challenge must be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, lay your hands upon us. And those who are watching us worldwide, let them be counting upon common breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, to you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. In loud amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to be a prophet of the three people. Look at somebody straight in the eye. Say, my friend, every power calling your name for evil, every power calling your name for evil shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Say to three people. Thank Jesus. Amen. For my son, let me do it again. So my friend, you shall arise by fire and move into signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, say to your friend. Amen. Now before you sit down, now professor the lack of seven persons.
So as of
said, my friend, every road block to your glory. Shall die. In the name of Jesus. Set the seven persons. Say it is well with
you.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a word from the Lord. So somebody here this morning. I don't know who the person is. Amen.
Amen.
But at least I know two of them. Amen.
Amen.
The first one is me. And the second one is the person who can shout it loud and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What does the word say? The word says, I will fight for you. A word from the Lord to you. I will fight for you. There may be nobody who's interested in fighting on your side. You may even possess no capacity to fight at all. But I saw someone who can take up your fight. And whosoever confronts you will be in trouble. This is why these five scriptures I want to give to you now. It is homework. Go and memorize them. Be reading them every day this month. Memorize these five verses. Write it down. Start memorizing them as from today. It is part of the agenda of this particular pack of strangers. Those five scriptures, as you begin to confess them this month, as you are confessing them this month, as you are confessing them this month, your enemies will be in trouble. Don't be lazy about them. Make sure you memorize them. Five scriptures. Scripture number one.
Again.
Exodus chapter 14.
Exodus.
Verse 14. Open your Bible there, beloved. Exodus 14:14.
Exodus.
If you are there, say yes. Okay, let's read it together. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Read it by thunder. Make it personal to yourself now. The Lord shall fight for me. In a nutshell, he said, shut up. I will do the fight. Exodus 14:14. You can see that. That's not very difficult to memorize. So that's the first one. Exodus 15:3. That's the second one. Why would the Lord promise to fight? Because of what is written in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Are you there, beloved? Read it out like thunder. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his glory. Read it again. The Lord is not a civilian. Is a soldier, a man of war. That's why I know. Any who are being waged against anyone here shall be buried today. In the name of Jesus. You can see that. That one too is not difficult to memorize. Now go to Deuteronomy. Chapter 3. Verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 3. Verse 22. Easy to memorize. Deuteronomy 3:22. If you have the answer, yes. Let's read it out like God that you are. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Read it again loud again. That one has a don't fear free, don't fear them. Tell somebody by yourself, don't fear them. Don't tell the other person, say, don't fear them. For the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. The Lord will 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 fight for you. Verse 39.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàn dín ní ogójì.
Deuteronomy 32:39.
Deuteronomy oríkejìlélọ́gbọ̀n ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàn dín ní ogójì.
32:39.
Oríkejìlélọ́gbọ̀n ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàn dín ní ogójì.
Sisters, are we there?
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin ṣe ẹni síbẹ̀.
Let me hear the sister read. Let's go. Let's go. See now that I him am.
Woo, this is the way I did it.
I'm in. And there's no God with me.
This is your Lord alone.
I keep Opa and I make a life.
This is your Lord.
I wound
shadow
and I heal.
Was the good, you know?
Neither is there any.
Was the sea any crumb
that can deliver out of my
so the Brazil, your word.
Memorize.
Of course, we'll
that is the best one to fight for
him.
It
creeps.
It makes a man.
He
wounds.
He heals.
Once he grabs your enemy, no abilities can deliver him. Unless the doctor wants to be wasted. Now, finally, I say.
Isaiah
chapter 59.
Holy God for the new God,
verse 19.
Let's say God for the new God.
Isaiah 59:19.
Isaiah, Holy God for the new God, let's say God for the new God.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west.
There was a Pharaoh called Noah.
And his glory from the rising of the sun.
When
the enemy shall come in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up his standard against
you.
Can you read it to yourself, Lord? And let's go. I needed in this morning's service, which will soon come to an end in a few minutes from now. You need seven things for complete victory today. Number one is wholehearted repentance. Wholehearted repentance. The Bible says, shall we continue to sin that grace may
abound?
If you are in any sin, repent now. Especially when you want to fight God to be by your side. Because once that fighting God appears at your battlefront, your battle is over. So you need wholehearted repentance. Two, you need holy violence. This is not a money to be a gentleman or a gentlewoman here. Heaven's have no respect for gentlemen or gentlewomen. This is right from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violence taken by force. The third thing you need is holy desperation. Holy desperation. You need to roar desperate prayers. The fourth thing you need yesterday is violent faith. A faith that is not ready to say no. The fifth thing you need today is violent cry. After the order of blind
utterance.
The sixth thing you need.
Only the battle,
violent prayer. And the last thing you need is violent praises. Certain things are needed here this morning. Hold a church repentance. Holy
violence.
Holy desperation. Violent faith. Violent cry, violent prayer, violent presence. Whoever you are, whether you are a Christian or you are not a Christian, you can be sure that a time will come when you will come under attack. You will face battles. Come under attack from time to time. When you come under attack and you make the wrong decisions, you get into more trouble. In Exodus chapter 14, which we have read, we see a beautiful picture of some people under attack. Israel was born in the cradle of miracles. And they escaped from the land of Egypt. Only to find that they could not go further. They got to the place, there is no door of escape. The pillar that was leading them had led them to the jaw of destruction, so to say. In front was the Red Sea. By the sides were high mountains and serious barriers.
Advanced
by the forces of Pharaoh. A wall of rocks was standing beside them, which human steps cannot surmount. And at the rear, a deadly foe, a terrible enemy pursued them. Surely it must be a hour when all hope must die. This attack was ready to devour. It is the same thing. Every child of God comes to that kind of situation. Every child of God can identify with that kind of situation. But God said, you will keep your peace. And I will be the fighter. You shall keep your peace, sir.
And you
will do the fighter. God is a fighter. The Lord is a man of God, the Bible says. The Lord is his name. He is the greatest fighter of all times. The Bible says a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of God who is ready to destroy one blow. Many of us are under attack now. Only because the enemy sees a breakthrough coming our way. Many of us are under attack now. Because I was a kind of were too tired to pray and then make
anything.
Many of us are under attack now. Because I was a kind, the faith grew weak. Many of us are under attack now. Only because your divine promotion is on the way. Remember, the promotion of blind Bartimaeus was on the way. way, who was attacked.
They
said, shut up.
What about the mouth?
Be quiet. But he kept screaming.
Don't follow us in.
Now, take this to a powerful
breakthrough.
Many of us are under attack now. Because your spiritual progress is attracting satanic attention. Many children are under attack now. Because they are destined to be great. Many are under attack now. Blessing is coming to you from the hand of the Lord. The enemy doesn't want to have it. Many are under attack now because of what a mountain of fire and miracles ministry will call envious witchcraft.
You
haven't done anything wrong.
You
haven't done anything bad to anybody. But out of just pure and simple envy,
they're
waging war against you. I have a word for such people here this morning. The Lord shall fight for you. He 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 shall fight for you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. When God decides to fight for you, He will fight in all fronts. He will fight in the land. He will fight in the sea. He will fight in the air. So, whatever your enemy is hiding there,
it's
in the land,
in
the sea, or in the forest, underneath the earth, when God fights for you, He fights in all forms. God has used the land to fight before.
He
said you should open up to swallow the enemies of Moses. And tap like that. God has fought from the heavens before. God has fought using the sea before. I pray that every power hiding in any of the strongholds in this universe, the greatest in the life of anyone here, they shall be buried today. In the name of Jesus. That shall ever rule our tongue. I remember my friend this day, a preacher of righteousness. But he didn't like it on that street. He had this attitude of waking up in the morning at 5 a.m. and he would begin to preach and repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. The satanic agents in the streets didn't like it. And one day they called a meeting to eliminate
it.
They gathered together to eliminate
it.
I pray every gathering assigned to eliminate you, they shall keep themselves. In the name of Jesus, they shall keep themselves. They shall keep themselves. They shall keep themselves. In the name of Jesus, they gathered and they started calling his name.
What's the reason?
His face was supposed to appear at the surface of a
drum.
And then they will plunge it through with a knife. And
will
die. They called his name the first time. Nothing appeared. Call him the second time. Nothing
appeared.
They called him the third time.
Then
his face appeared. And
he
brought out their knife. The knife went down. Just a split second for the knife to touch the drum. The face changed to the face of the man with the knife. And before he could stop,
it
was the one that fell.
The
same thing happened. To any power that I try to reach
you,
they shall keep themselves out in the name of Jesus. So when God fights for you, he fights it all from
the world.
When God fights for you, the law of substitution takes place. The law of substitution. The law will use life to replace your life. The law of substitution. The sword that Goliath brought to cut off the head of David was what was used to cut off his own head.
In that he Goliath that he killed David,
the Red Sea, we shall have been the cemetery of the children of Israel.
They
became the cemetery of the enemies. The law of substitution. Those who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace were the ones that died. Not
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
When God fights for you,
but the Lord might have for
that law
of
substitution goes into place for you. When God fights for you,
but the Lord might have for
your enemies are in trouble.
They're
in serious trouble.
But
there's nowhere they will run to. The hand of the Lord will be against them there. If God is for you,
the Lord might say to them,
it does not matter who is against you. Everything that God created will work against the enemy. If God is for you, there's no one that is against you. This is a very, very serious matter. If God be for us, God says, who can be against
you?
Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? If God is for you, if God is for you, if he's fighting your battle, he will send his angels to fight for you.
You're wrong. I'm telling you, that's not the
truth. One single angel destroyed 185,000 Assyrians. So you can see God sends his angels to fight for you. Can be a serious problem for the enemy. They captured the brother in this Lagos and drove. They didn't know where it was going. And they got to this forest. They took him inside the forest. And he said, what he saw there shocked him. They were cutting human beings like meat for rich ones. And it was a terrible
thing.
They were even cutting pregnant women for rich ones. And it was there. They took the third person to him, they killed
that one.
The brother answered as a serious problem. Started praying. Said yes, sir. He closed his mouth. He was still praying in his heart. After finished, he came back.
Mr. Man,
that thing we say you should not see. You are still taking it in your heart. The brother now decided, well, if I die,
With a loud voice, he lifts up his voice. And he began to speak in tongues. And as he spoke in tongues, there was serious confusion. He fell down. Almost went up again, fell down. And a man in white garment came. Was taking him out. By the time he knew, realized where he was, he found himself inside the compound of the University of Lagos. Somebody was captured from somewhere different and driven out. When the angels have come to fight for you, they are merciless fighters. Merciless fighters. So merciless. Moses had for one chair of Israel. There's an angel of God that is leading you. So be careful not to provoke him. If you provoke him, he will not pardon. That's how the angels of praise. That's how that angel made Zechariah dumb. I pray that the Lord will engineer his angels to begin to fight your battles. Let your amen roar like thunder. Say, the Lord shall fight for you. 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 Stand up and say to several persons, the Lord shall fight for you. Several persons, when God is fighting for
that,
some of you
might
have sharing this testimony. That was many years ago when we were still running our programs at the Five Balewa School. A woman came to that service and brought her anointing
oil.
Well, she was using it. But something happened one day. The husband just came one evening. I said, "Daddy, beginning from today, you are going to be receiving visitors here. My girlfriends. Do you understand?
So, yeah.
And when I bring them, you must look after them."
The woman said,
"What kind of
thing
is that?" The man said, "Well, that is my style. I just changed my style.
You
don't like it, leave." That man, he brought in a woman. When the woman came in, said, "Daddy, you have a visitor. Girlfriend." Said, cook for a visitor. His wife to cook food for the strange woman that he brought
you.
For the sake of peace, the woman cooked the food. And she thought the woman would go away. The woman did not go away. Midnight, both the strange woman and her husband entered into the bedroom. Very strange.
A few days later, the person of that woman
again.
And he kept bringing them in like this. The sister said, one day she felt like taking a bottle to go and break their head in the bedroom. When she remembered the sermons who preached in the mountain of fire about brokenness, so she did it. One day, she brought the Lord in the battle. After the son has gone to work, she went and anointed their heads when they commit fornication with their anointing
oil.
And that night, the man brought in another woman. And both of them made a holy mistake. They went and slept on that bed. Before this day, the man used to bring in thin women, short women. But this particular day, he brought in this giant looking woman. Amen.
Amen.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night,
Legit, the Lord,
fighting started. The seriousness of the blow woke up his wife. This big woman just took this man who was shot at him. Folded him up like paper. Put him on the floor. Sat on him. And was pounding his head with blows. Amen.
Amen.
The man was enduring the blow because he was ashamed to call for help. But when he saw that he was going to die, he cried out, Mama Junior, Mama! And the wife rushed to the room. Pounding his head. She now started begging. She said, Please don't kill him. Please. And the woman stood up.
It's
useless, man. He has such a beautiful wife at home. Anyway, where's my money? The man was not even in the state to bring. The woman just went to the man's briefcase and emptied every money there. And said, useless man. And she walked out into the night. Beloved, from that day, the man never brought in anybody. You shall keep your peace.
And you fight, you know?
I will fight for you. Said the Lord shall fight for
you.
The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you. In the name of Jesus. When God fights for you, He will improve your normal human skill. David threw a stone.
David is so cool.
But it was God that directed us to.
The Lord knows she talked to Obono.
He improves your skill.
You go get Obono. She never gave me a good
dollar. They may think you will fail the exam.
But they will say no. You didn't have to do
it. Nobody is fighting for you. Gives you knowledge that is above that goes of all of them.
You don't even know about that. But your phone number won't go to you alone.
When God is fighting for you,
that's your Lord, that's your Lord.
When God is fighting for you,
that's your Lord, that's your Lord.
He can even make a personal appearance.
Okay, let me, Father,
Father. personal account.
Only Pharaoh to Karai.
You will appear.
You Pharaoh.
Just like he appeared with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside the
fire. Whatever
fights for you,
but the Lord by your blood,
God can throw stones from heaven.
Allah means so good. That's your own.
He has done it before in Joshua chapter 10.
What is it there? You know when Joshua is the one.
Two stones from heaven.
Allah means so good. That's your own.
Whatever fights for you,
but the Lord by your blood,
He can fight for you by thunder.
Only Jafu of Elbara.
They can stand in thunder to scatter the cobwebs while they are holding meetings against you.
Whoever
fights for you,
that the Lord by your blood,
He can fight for you by earthquake.
Only Jafu of Elbara.
God has used earthquake to fight before.
Another thing, no shele.
He sent the earthquake of deliverance to the prison of Paul and Silas.
Whoever
fights for you,
that the Lord by your blood,
blindness for your enemy.
Only for you who are on that.
Just like people who came to look for Elisha.
They
came to arrest Elisha.
But
they were asking Elisha, please, where is Elisha? How can we arrest Elisha? They were asking Elisha, how to arrest Elisha? They were confused.
In the world,
so shall your enemies be confused. Why do not fast for you?
You
can command this ground to swallow
your enemies. Only you want that.
That's happened before.
Put it here.
Why do not fast for you? We can fight for you by fire.
Only therefore,
to cut fire down.
You pray not so hard.
And fire will destroy every enemy of your life.
If not, you see no good work. He
said, man of God.
Okay. Any other?
Come down.
So hard the work.
Now just let fire be a man of God.
He just will be very bad. Say, the
Lord. Let fire come down.
No so hard.
And fire came down.
No so hard.
Roasted 51 people.
Do it, you. Man, you did that.
Second person, okay.
And he gave you nothing.
Man of God. Come down. Quickly. He now had a quickly to his own. I pray. Any power that wants to bring you down quickly, they shall catch fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's why we sing that song. If I be a child of God, let fire fall.
He didn't hear that man calling. Don't be a child of God. Lord, he knows so badly.
Fire fell. 51 people gone.
He knows so badly. In your mouth, on the ladder, 102
people roasted on the floor.
Oh, I did. You didn't give the name of God to the Jono Kale.
If God takes up your fight,
you are not bad by character.
He can send spiritual wounds on the enemy.
Only run away, drink them, sell water.
Kind of ones that ate Herod alive.
You know, when they took the Herod, you know,
if God takes up your battle,
you are not by director.
He can ordain terrifying noises against your enemies.
Only you are anywhere.
When God fights for you,
like the Lord of the
Lord, he can fight for you by confusing your enemies. Just like he introduced confusion at the Tower of Babel. Just like he did to the Acceptance, the king of Shendera. your victory. Receive your breakthrough. Masakaya Boshevera Bokosetori. That place is not your habitation.
You
are in life. I stand against you by the power in the blood of Jesus
Christ.
And I command you to be melted away. In the name of Jesus. You that is suffering the body, be melted away by the power and the blood of Jesus. That's right.
Yeah.
The arrow fire in your right leg.
Of Padua Tassiness, your two legs.
Now, surrender that right leg
power.
Look.
Whoa.
Fire.
It comes.
Funny, that's right leg.
To
remove from it every plantation of the enemy. Yeah, that leg is on fire. 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 You need the spirit of my grace to hear the word of God. Get out of your hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of high blood pressure, diabetes, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. That's right. You need spirit of death and hell inside the body. Use your horn in the name of Jesus. That's right. That's right. Father, let your healing power begin to flow now. You have any sickness on your body, this is time to lay your hands upon it. Father, let your healing power begin to flow now. Every infirmity that has followed anyone here, I cut off your power in the name of Jesus. The cloudiness in the eyes, be melted away. The paralysis in the neck, be melted away. The pain in the chest, be melted away. The fiber in the womb, be melted away. The problem with the lungs, be melted away. The problem with the intestine, be melted away. The problem with the backbone, be melted away. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, you see the touch of fire. Check your body now. Check your body. Anything you are not able to do before, begin to do now. Something is happening over there. Check your body very well. Immediately you find that you have been healed, don't let the devil put the problem back. Find a way to put it to the altar so that we can pray for you to retain that destiny. Check your body very well before you come out. Check it very well before you come out. You need something that has moved about in the body. I dissolve your power now. In the name of Jesus. Shout this now, louder than anyone here. somebody needs to shout this loud. I want you to roar like thunder. Make sure your voice is loud and loud. Scatter on fire. In the name of Jesus. Begin to scatter them now. That's right. That was the end of a session. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now
listen. You the power from the waters. The marine powers. Controlling this lady. You don't want that to marry. You don't want that to move forward. Right there where you are. I speak unto you in the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of
Lords.
Let her go now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that's the power. Yes. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Every power that is holding tight to your menstruation, I command that power to release you now. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. That's right. Masika tonda yamushi. Yes. The cage of the strange woman that has captured your husband. That cage has been broken now. That's right. Somebody has been delivered from the foul odor that is inside the body. The demon idol sent against you to introduce the foul odor. Buried in the ground now. That's right. Receive it now. That person over there, receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Set covering powers. Entertaining my case. Can I hear somebody shouting this loud? Somebody needs to shout this loud. Let your voice roar like thunder. That's right. Those dreams you've been having of sitting for examination is an indication that the enemy wants to bring problems your way. Those people's dreams have been cancelled now. have a word for somebody here.
The
enemy has been sitting on your promotion for years. In the next 72 hours, the power sitting on those promotions shall be unseated. Receive your promotion now. In the name of Jesus. That woman here, that woman, you get pregnant, and the baby will just disappear. They will find it in the scan. You will test positive for pregnancy. Then the baby just vanishes. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken forever. Aha! There are eight persons at the front of this altar. This altar now. Eight persons at this altar now. That's surgery. Take a place in your body. You may not realize it, but it's going from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. That's the first person. That's true. That's number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six, number seven, number eight. Check your body now. 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 Now,
why?
Problems of my father's house. Can you shout this loud and clear? Troubling my staff. I want your voice to run like thunder. Make sure nobody's voice over shouting your voice. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Basata katenda kaya roshata. Rima kopanda katenda na roshata. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
That's right. Father,
Baba,
I cover all these testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Still check your body now. And report yourself to the testimony team. The Lord has done plenty amazing things in people's lives. Talk to them. Don't go without sharing the story. So that the enemy will not put this problem back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. Listen carefully. Very soon this service will close. But before you go home, I have a second homework for you to do. Don't go home without the homework. So that you can know what to do.
That's
a second homework to do. And don't go work. It's going to involve you taking something home from here. Then I will teach you what to do with it. Just begin to thank the Lord for bringing you here today. Begin to thank the Lord for bringing you here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your prayer request towards this altar. And let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stretch our letters to you after the order of
Hezekiah.
Answer by fire. Answer by fire. Answer by fire. In the name of Jesus, every request I've written on this paper shall become testimonies for me. In the name of Jesus. And by the time you come back here, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Put a prayer letter away. Now stretch forth your two hands. I'm going to pronounce blessings upon those hands. And as I pronounce these blessings, let your amen go out like thunder. The prayers I'm going to pray now will be a reference point for so many lives. To some, what the enemy has been sleeping upon for years will be released to come into their hands. Certainly, all those powers that was no longer sister man there to marry shall be buried within 24 hours. Certainly, the power that has been sitting on the business of that brother shall be unseated within 24 hours. Let your amen be powerful and dynamic. Let your amen be powerful and dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, these arms that are stretched forward, let the anointing from uncommon prosperity, from uncommon greatness, fall upon the hands of the name of Jesus. Jesus, every power that has stolen from you, repossess your possession, 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 repossess your possession. Every cloud of bewitchment upon any hands here, let the clouds be cleared away. In the name of Jesus. The power that does not want you to get that appointment is buried now. The power that does not want you to build that house is buried now. The power that does not want you to rejoice is buried now. The power that does not want you to be celebrated is buried now. The power that does not want you to lift up your head is buried now. In the name of Jesus, every chain upon any hand here, every cobweb power upon every hand here, break now. Says Adam, O God, arise. Fight for me on the mountain. Fight for me in the valley. Can you say that and let me hear you? Say it again. Say it again. Amen. Before you go to bed tonight, pray that single prayer for 10 minutes. And don't forget to memorize those 5 scriptures we read before the sermon. Do this things. By the next farmer's change, you'll be a big boy testimony. The Lord shall bless Zion. I make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. Shall be the head among the tail. You shall move forward. That is convenient for the enemy or not. It is written that you can use that as a weapon. For that comes your help. And that will not be made of salvation. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For if I keep it to you, not slumber. I keep it to stretch and not slumber to sleep. The Lord shall keep your feet by your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. And I shall make you move by your heart. So where would you put God in Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.